Wingspan vs. Arc Nova vs. Everdell, which engine builder belongs on your shelf? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. They are not interchangeable. Wingspan is the teacher, Arc Nova is the masterclass, Everdell is the garden you visit to relax. Pick by the heaviest game your group finishes without flipping the table. Sit. Breathe. Before you spend money, understand the lineage. All three of these games descend from the same idea, the engine asterisk. You spend early turns building a machine of cards and tokens, and you spend late turns watching that machine pay you back faster and faster, like a stream finally reaching the river. Master one, and you understand the family. But the family has three very different temperaments, and buying the wrong one is the most common mistake I watch new players make. They hear engine builder, top ranked, gorgeous, three times and assume the three are rivals for the same shelf slot. They are not. Wingspan, Stonemare Games, 2019, is the one that taught a generation. It is the bridge, light enough that your aunt will play, deep enough that you will still be optimizing bird combos 100 plays later. Arc Nova, Capstone Games, 2022, is the heavy hotness, the game the hobby's most serious players reach for when they want every turn to matter, and the one that will bury a casual table. Everdell, Starling Games, 2018, is the midweight you keep for its table presence. A three-dimensional ever tree, art you want to frame, a rules weight squarely between the other two. This guide compares them the way a teacher compares three students fairly, by what each is genuinely asterisk for. I will not tell you one is best. I will tell you which belongs on asterisk your asterisk shelf. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. How heavy is each one, really, and why does weight decide everything? Weight, what the hobby calls asterisk complexity, is the single most important number when choosing among these three, because it predicts whether your specific table will finish the game smiling or quietly never set it up again. On Board Game Geek's 1 to 5 complexity scale, here is the honest lineage. Wingspan, 2.43. Light medium. Four possible actions on your turn: play a bird, gain food, lay eggs, draw cards. That is the asterisk entire asterisk decision space. A new player understands the whole game in one round. Everdell, 2.8. Medium. A touch heavier than Wingspan, mostly from card synergies and the four-season clock that ends your game when your workers run out, not when a timer does. Arc Nova, 3.80. Heavy, and it earns every decimal. That is heavier than asterisk terraforming Mars asterisk. The half-point gap between Everdell and Arc Nova is not cosmetic. It is the difference between a relaxed evening and a brain-burning expedition. The lesson: a single point of weight on this scale is enormous. Wingspan to Arc Nova is not a bit harder. It is a different sport. Choose the heaviest game your group asterisk finishes happily asterisk, not the heaviest game you can technically learn. Reading the Board Game Geek weight scale on Board Game Geek's complexity scale, Tilda 2.0 is a confident family game. Tilda 2.5 is a gateway to strategy title. 3.0 is a committed hobby game, and 3.8 plus is a heavy strategy game that rewards repeat plays. Wingspan 2.43, Everdell 2.8, Arc Nova 3.80. Most people buy one weight too heavy. If you have to ask whether Arc Nova is too much game for your table, it is. Start a rung lower than your ego wants. The game that gets played 20 times beats the masterpiece that gets played twice. How long does each take to teach, and to actually play? Teach time is where the lineage shows its temperament most clearly, because a game you cannot teach is a game that stays in the closet. Wingspan teaches in about 10 minutes. Stonemare even ships a asterisk swift start pack. Preset first turns so a brand new player is making real decisions before they fully understand the rules. Box says 40 to 70 minutes. With four players who know it, expect a tidy hour. Everdell teaches in roughly 15 to 20 minutes. The worker placement is intuitive, but the four-season structure and the COD synergy scoring need a careful first pass. Plays in 40 to 80 minutes. It stays brisk because running out of workers, not a clock, ends your turn. Ark Nova is the commitment. Budget 30 minutes to teach it well asterisk, and do not rush the action card system, the two-track scoring, appeal versus conservation, and the icon language all need real explanation. Bach says 90 to 150 minutes. A first full game with four can push past 2.5 hours. This is a asterisk plan your evening asterisk game, not a asterisk fill an hour game. The teacher's rule, match the teach to the audience's patience. A restless table will resent Ark Nova's ramp no matter how good it is. Use Wingspan's Swift Start 2. Onboard non-gamers the Swift Start Pack scripts the opening turns so newcomers act before they've absorbed every rule. It is the single best, I've never done this, on-ramp of the three, and the reason Wingspan converts skeptics at the table. Teach Ark Nova in two halves, don't explain all five action cards at once. Teach the loop, play one card, slide the rest, recover them, play two open-handed practice rounds, then layer in conservation projects and the appeal conservation race. The depth lands far better staged. Which one owns the table, components and table presence? Table presence is the quiet variable that decides which game gets pulled off the shelf on a whim, and here the three diverge sharply. Everdell wins this category outright. The three-dimensional Ever Tree towers over the board holding the available cards. The art by Andrew Barsley is storybook gorgeous. The resource tokens beg to be touched. Strangers walking past your table will ask what you're playing. No other game here comes close on pure shelf fun table seduction. Wingspan is understated but elegant. A custom bird-shaped dice tower, pastel egg tokens, and 170 beautifully illustrated bird cards, each with a real species and a true fact. It is asterisk charming rather than asterisk commanding asterisk. It photographs beautifully but doesn't dominate a room. Ark Nova is the workhorse. A big, busy, functional sprawl of cards, tiles, and tracks. It looks like asterisk serious business, which is its own kind of presence, the look of a game that means it. But nobody buys Ark Nova for the art. They buy it for the machine underneath. The lesson, if part of why you buy games is the joy of the objects on the table, Everdell is the one that rewards that love most. An Everdell table in full bloom, the three-dimensional Ever Tree towering over the woodland board. On Everdell's table presence, reviewers consistently single out the Ever Tree and Barsley's art. Meeple Mountain calls it a breathtakingly beautiful game illustrated by Andrew Barsley and designed by James A. Wilson. That beauty is doing real work at the table. The Ever Tree is structural, not just decorative in Everdell. The 3D tree physically holds the meadow cards available to buy. So the centerpiece is also a functional part of play, presence, and mechanics in one component. How deep is the replayability? Will it still feel fresh at play 50? Replayability is where you find out whether a purchase was a fling or a marriage. All three run deep, but they get their longevity from different wells. Ark Nova has the deepest well by design. With 255 cards, animals, specialists, enclosures, conservation projects, and multiple asymmetric zoo maps, no two games draw the same. This is asterisk the asterisk reason serious players keep it on the shelf. The combos hide everywhere, and mastery is a years-long road. It was the single most played game on BoardGameGeek across 2024 with over 100,000 recorded plays, and that endurance is not an accident. Wingspan replays through its 170 birds and rotating end-of-round goals. Every game you draw a different subset, so your strategy bends to the birds you're dealt. It is endlessly asterisk, pleasant asterisk to replay, even if the ceiling is lower than Ark Nova's. Expansions, European, Oceania, Asia, extend it gracefully when you're ready. Everdell sits in the middle. The card synergies and special events vary each game, and it stays engaging, but a dedicated player will see its core patterns sooner than Ark Nova's. Its many expansions, Pearlbrook, Spirecrest, Newleaf exist precisely to refill the well for people who fall in love. The teachers read, Arc Nova is the lifetime study, Wingspan is the comfortable old friend, Everdell is the beautiful seasonal visit you happily repeat. Why heavy players never shelve Arc Nova. Meeple Mountain's reviewer puts the appeal plainly. Combos live everywhere in Arc Nova, and this is my favorite part of the experience. That combo density is the engine of its replayability. Buy the base game first. Always all three have deep expansion lines, but each base box holds 50 plus hours before you need more. Resist buying expansions in the same order. Learn the core engine first, then refill the well only once it runs dry. How good is each one solo for the table of one? More and more of you play alone late after the house is quiet. Solo mode is no longer a footnote, and all three deliver differently. Wingspan's solo mode, the Automa, is widely praised and genuinely the gold standard for a gateway game. You race a card-driven opponent across the round goals. It is quick, clean, low upkeep, and it is many owners' single most played mode. If solo matters most to you and you want light asterisk, this is the pick. Arc Nova solo is a benchmark for asterisk heavy asterisk solo play. You play against Arno, a rival zoo driven by a small deck, and the puzzle is as deep solo as it is multiplayer. Many players consider Arc Nova one of the best heavy solo experiences in the hobby. The trade-off is the same as always, a longer, weightier sitting. Everdell's solo mode pits you against Rugwort, a scripted bandit opponent of escalating difficulty. It is satisfying and beautiful to play alone, sitting, fittingly, right between the other two in both weight and length. The lesson, every one of these is a real solo game, so let weight asterisk decide. Light solo night then Wingspan. Deep solo expedition then Arc Nova. A pretty midweight wind down then Everdell. Arc Nova's menagerie of animal cards, elephants, big cats, and more for your conservation zoo. Match solo mode to your energy, not your ambition on a tired weeknight. Even fans of heavy games reach for Wingspan's Automa over Arc Nova's Arno. Owning a lighter solo option alongside a heavy one is not redundancy. It's covering two different moods. All three scale 1-4-5, Wingspan plays 1-5, Arc Nova and Everdell play 1-4. Each was designed with the solo mode in the box from day one, not bolted on later. A real reason all three review so well at a table of one. So, who is each one really for? Here is the lineage distilled to its purpose, the part to read twice. Buy Wingspan if you are building a bridge. You have people in your life who say, I don't really like board games, and you want to prove them wrong gently. You want a game that teaches in 10 minutes, finishes in an hour, looks lovely, plays beautifully solo, and still hides enough depth that you keep getting better. It is the gateway to strategy benchmark, because nothing else does this job as well. This is the safest first purchase of the three by a wide margin. Buy Arc Nova if your group already finishes heavy games and asks for more. You want every turn dense with meaningful choices, a years-long mastery curve, the best heavy solo mode of the three, and the prestige of owning the hobby's reigning heavyweight. You are not afraid of a 30-minute teach or a 2.5-hour first game. If that sentence excited you rather than tired you, this is your game. Buy Everdell if you want the most beautiful object here and a true midweight that splits the difference. Heavier and crunchier than Wingspan, far gentler than Arc Nova. You value table presence, you love components you can touch, and you want a worker placement plus tableau game that newcomers find inviting and veterans find satisfying. It is the one people fall in love with at first sight. The teacher's final framing. Wingspan is the asterisk teacher asterisk, Everdell is the asterisk garden asterisk, Arc Nova is the asterisk masterclass. None replaces another. Many great collections eventually hold all three, but you buy them in that order, by weight, as your table grows. The Wingspan retail box, Stonemaier's blockbuster that launched the cozy engine builder boom. On who Arc Nova Rewards Meeple Mountain's verdict names the audience exactly. If you enjoy your games heavy, featuring lots of meaty decisions, quick turns, a personal zoo, and a buffet of combos available in mid and late game turns, you can't really go wrong with Ark Nova. Wingspan is still the correct first hobby game. Years of heavier hotness later, Wingspan remains the game I hand a skeptic. Easy to teach, fast, gorgeous, great solo, it opened the door for a whole generation, and it still does the job better than anything since. Do you need an organizer insert, and which game needs it most? A small lesson the box never teaches. Setup friction is the silent killer of how often a game hits the table. The faster a game sets up, the more it gets played, and inserts buy you that speed. Wingspan is the one that benefits most from an aftermarket insert. The base game's stock tray is fine. But once you add the food tokens, eggs, and any expansion, components migrate and setup slows. A laser-cut wooden organizer like the Tower Rex turns a 5-minute scramble into a 30-second lift and go, and it accommodates the European and Oceania expansions so it grows with your collection. Everdell already ships with a usable insert, and its premium editions include trays. Most owners don't need an aftermarket solution unless they're combining several expansions. Ark Nova is huge, and dedicated inserts exist, but be honest about the box. It is asterisk full asterisk. Many owners use simple card dividers and bags rather than a rigid insert because a third-party tray can fight the lid. Solve Ark Nova storage with bags first. Reach for a full insert only if setup time genuinely bothers you. The rule, spend organizer money where setup friction is highest and the game gets played most. For most people, that's Wingspan. An insert is a play it more purchase, not a luxury. The math is simple. Shave 4 minutes off setup and you'll set the game up far more often. Check insert fit before you buy. Reviews of the Tower Rex Wingspan organizer note mixed fit feedback across box printings. Confirm your edition and which expansions you own before ordering. Since a tray sized for base plus EU plus Oceania may not seat cleanly in every box version. Final verdict. There is no single winner here, and any guide that crowns one is teaching you wrong. These three are students of the same lineage at three different stages, and the right buy is the one that matches asterisk your table's asterisk weight. Add the Tower X organizer to whichever Wingspan you buy, because the game that sets up fastest is the game that gets played most. Choose by the heaviest game your group finishes smiling, then grow into the others in that order as your appetite does. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. Which should I buy first if I can only get one? Wingspan. Unless your group already plays heavy strategy games regularly. It teaches in 10 minutes, plays in an hour, looks great, has a top-tier solo mode, and still rewards repeat play. It is the safest, most broadly satisfying first purchase of the three. Is Ark Nova too complex for casual players? Yes, for most casual tables. At Board Game Geek weight 3.80, it's heavier than Terraforming Mars, takes about 30 minutes to teach, and a first game can run 2.5 plus hours. Buy it only if your group already finishes heavy games happily, otherwise start with Wingspan or Everdell. Which has the best components and table presence? Everdell, decisively. Its three-dimensional Evertree and Andrew Bosley's storybook art are the most striking on any of these tables. People walking by stop to ask about it. Wingspan is charming. Ark Nova is functional and busy. Which has the best solo mode? All three are genuinely strong solo. Wingspan's Automa is the gold standard for light, fast solo play. Ark Nova's Arno is among the best heavy solo experiences in the hobby. Everdell's Rugwort sits in between. Pick by the weight you want, not by the box. Which is the most replayable long-term? Ark Nova, by design, 255 cards and multiple asymmetric zoo maps mean the combos never run dry, and it was Board Game Geek's most played game across 2024. Wingspan replays pleasantly via 170 birds and rotating goals. Everdell sits in the middle. What do they cost? prices fluctuate. Check the live Amazon listing before buying and watch for sales on Arc Nova in particular. How long does each take to play? Wingspan runs 40 to 70 minutes, Everdell 40 to 80 minutes, and Arc Nova 90 to 150 minutes, with a first full game often longer. If you want a reliable one-hour game, choose Wingspan or Everdell. Arc Nova is a plan your evening commitment. How many players does each support? Wingspan plays 1 to 5, while Arc Nova and Everdell each play 1 to 4. All three were designed with solo play in the box from the start, so a table of one is fully supported in every case. Is Everdell heavier than Wingspan? Slightly, yes. Everdell sits at Board Game Geek weight 2.8 versus Wingspan's 2.43, a bit more decision complexity, mostly from card synergies and the four-season clock. Both remain accessible. Everdell asks a little more thought and a slightly longer teach. Do I need an organizer insert for these? Wingspan benefits most, a laser-cut organizer like the Tower X cuts set up to seconds and holds the European Oceania expansions, verify fit for your box printing. Everdell usually ships with a usable tray, and Arc Nova's box is so full that bags often work better than a rigid insert. Can I own all three, or are they redundant? Not redundant, they serve different moods and weights. Wingspan is your light teaching game, Everdell your beautiful midweight, Arc Nova your heavy main course. Many serious collections hold all three. The trick is buying them in that order as your table's appetite grows. Which is the most beginner-friendly? Wingspan, clearly. Just four possible actions, a 10-minute teach, and a swift start pack that scripts the opening turns so newcomers act before fully learning the rules. It's the standout choice for introducing someone to hobby board games.